Alright, I will say good morning. Let's continue. So we're picking up on the bottom section on page 30. Tfilas Hanashama La Adon Hanashama. So remember again, the idea that Rav Kashtiel has really been developing for us over the last couple of pages is this turf war. This turf war, right? Two kings. We have a Melech Zakin Uksil, an old and wise king, old because, again, he preceded. He's the first king to inhabit the area of our neshama, and wise because he's able to employ all type of strategies in order to be able, really, not to get us to sin, but as we've seen, to distract us from engaging in our necessary life work. So he writes over here, and again, on the other hand, the Melech Tov, the Yetzer HaTov, who comes in a little bit later, not really beginning the Bar Mitzvah, but not really to his full koach until 20, and he constantly is the one who just urges us to try to think, to spend time in thought, to spend time in contemplation, to spend time ultimately thinking about the direction of our life, the nature of our life, who we are, what we're doing, and more than that, the fundamental machlokus in the Yetzer Hara between the Melech Zakin Uksil and Melech Tov is really in terms of what's the focus in life. See, the Melech Zakin Uksil, the old foolish king, he tries to shift our focus to ourselves. Life is all about me. Whereas the Yetzer HaTov, the Melech HaTov, tries to make me understand that life is not about me. Life is really about some way, somehow, serving the other. So with that, Betfila, Anu Ponim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So remember, when we daven, we turn to Hashem. So Lama Elav. So why is it that one is an interesting question? Why is it that when we daven, we focus our attention on the Ribono Shel Olam? Mipnei Shehu Adon Kol HaNeshamos. Because ultimately, he is the master of all souls. Kishaata omid mula kodesh baruch hu, rak haneshama medaber. It's actually such a beautiful idea. When I stand opposite God, only the soul speaks. Hamelech hazokin shosek. Isn't that beautiful, this image is? When I daven, only my soul, only the good king speaks. But the melech zokin, the old foolish king, he's quiet. Hakodesh baruch hu avrachama. God is a very compassionate father. So this is actually, if you think about this, this is an astounding idea. What Rav Kashtiel essentially saying is that when you are lifnei Hashem, when I am before God, so living before God means that only the Melech Tov has the ability to speak. The Yetzer Hara has no ability to speak in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. Now, the reason I think that's such an amazing idea is, you know how the Shulchan Aruch starts, right? The Shulchan Aruch starts, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. The Balatanya brings down that the most important yesod in Judaism is, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. I place HaKadosh Baruch Hu before me at all times. Why is that such an important idea? Right? Why is that the central theme? Because now you begin to understand. Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Somit means I live life in the presence of God. So if at the end of the day I'm living life in the presence, what does it mean to live life in the presence of God? So of course the Baal HaTanya writes that it means living life with a God awareness. Right? A person always recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, anywhere, ultimately leads to a profound understanding of Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence, which of Kashtiel is also highlighting over here. I'm not saying it explicitly, but it can infer from his words, is the power of living before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm always in the presence of God, it means that the Melech Zakin Uksil, the old foolish king, never has the ability to speak. When you're in the presence of God, only the Yetzer HaTov has the ability to voice himself. The Yetzer Hara is powerless in his presence. Therefore, if I somehow construct an existence where I'm always living before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then de facto, the Yetzer HaTov becomes the dominant force and the dominant voice. Amazing idea. Hamelech Hazakin Omer Lecha, Al Tispalo. So listen to this. The old foolish king says, why are you davening? Or I should really be literal. Don't daven. Yesh kolkach harbe dvarim lahaspik, ein zman lachshov al hadvarim shekeshurim b'neshama. So the Yetzer Hara says, why are you davening? There's so much you have to do. There are so many things on your plate, so many things you have to focus on, so many different things you have to take care of. So why are you focusing? Don't worry about the neshama. You know what? The neshama will take care of itself. Right? Neshama doesn't need you. You need to get to work. You need to do whatever you need to do in life. Not enough time for everything. Besocha Adam, yesh netiyah chazaka biyosra lihiyos melech. So remember, again, we've spoken about this before, and remember, the reason why this is a bit alluring is because within each of us, there is this desire to be a king. Within each of us, there is this desire to be a melech. And being a melech means, I want to spend time on things that I really feel suit my needs. Sometimes tefillah, you know, we'll say, the way tefillah often works is, if I need something, then tefillah suits my needs. If Baruch Hashem, I don't really need anything, then the truth is, it's difficult for tefillah. Also, you want to think, just it's important to understand, I think often parents struggle with why their children aren't so into tefillah. It happens. The truth is, the truth is, often children struggle with tefillah because their parents are struggling with tefillah. But leaving that aside, why do children struggle with tefillah? It's a very important yisod. Very often it's because, Baruch Hashem, our children often don't need anything. Our children don't understand what it means to want for something or to lack for anything, because they lack, Baruch Hashem, for nothing, right? So what happens? So if my child never really has a need to ever ask for anything, because Baruch Hashem, they've got Y box and X box and Z box and every box and Baruch Hashem, everything else in between, then the truth is, when are they going to daven? And what should they daven for? Where's the urgency? Where's the need for connection? So what Rav Kashdiel is saying is like this, you know, so the Yetzer Hara says, look, the truth is, you've got everything. You're good. If you need something, daven for that. But aside from that, if your life is good, you've got so many other things to do. Don't spend your time in tefillah. Hanisham ispalas lakadosh baruch hu. The neshama davens to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Top of page 31. Sheyazor hamelech hatov. Excuse me. Sheyazor shamelech hatov yihyeh moshel. Velo hamelech hara ki hayitzir hara ma'od tokif. So I will say, you know, part of tefillah is not just about for what you need. It's not just about your tzrachim, but part of tefillah is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should give us the strength that He should allow us to assert that the Yetzer HaTov should be the dominant force. That ultimately the Melech HaTov should be the ruler over us and not the Melech Hara. Ki Yetzer Hara Ma'ot Tokif. Because the Yetzer Hara, the old foolish king, is so powerful. HaYetzer Hara Mishtalit Al HaKol. The Yetzer Hara is able to rule over everything. Gam Al HaSeichel. Even over the intellect. Hu Go'om. I will say, the Yetzer Hara, this sounds strange, but the Yetzer Hara is mamish a gaon. What does it mean he's a gaon? He is brilliant. He knows exactly how to compromise us in every single way. He knows exactly how to go ahead and expose our weaknesses and how to play off our weaknesses. Yesh kemo shtei ishios ba'adam. I will say, Rav Kashdiel says something amazing. You know, it's difficult, you know, people say people are complicated. You know why? Because at the end of the day, we're like a shtickle schizophrenic, right? We have two strong personalities that exist within us. There is, again, yibadam neshama tahora, v'koach achar. Every single person has a pure and beautiful neshama. And on the other hand, they have this other koach, this melech sakinu ksil, shnei melachim ba'osa adam. Two kings ruling over the same person. Yesh shtei netios nafshios ba'adam. Ima adam ra'ev b'tfila. Mi shemedaber zamelech hazokin, efshar la'agia l'matzav kasha, sha'adam holich u'mispalo, v'hanishama lo medaberes ki amelech hazokin hitzliach lishtalit af ala tefila, hish taltus norois. What is a profound idea? You know, a person could go ahead and be davening, and yet the Yetzer Hara has taken over that entire tefila experience. So you say to yourself, how could that be? I would think, again, if the Yetzer Hara, I understand if you tell me the Yetzer Hara could convince me not to daven, but how could it be that the Yetzer Hara could convince me that the Yetzer Hara could win the tefillah experience, that he could literally dominate? Look at the next section. He says, "Kisha'ata ba'le hispalo, o mispalo shiyiya l'chotov." If I come to daven, and my davening experience, all is what? Things should be good for me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, take care of me. I understand, God, you control everything, you rule everything. So what I'm asking of you is that you make everything good for me. Zelo ma shekasov besider atamamtzi betvila. Just understand, says Rav Kashya, that if my tefillah is all about God, take care of me, I am inventing my own new prayer. That prayer does not exist in the Siddur. He says, "Kishat mevakish mehashem sheyishlach lecha parnasa v'chuli va'at mevakish rak bakashos pratios zulo tefila." If all I'm asking in my prayer ultimately again is for me, God, take care of me, give me health, give me parnasa, give me happiness, that's not prayer. Al zeh Shlomo Omer zevach rishoyim toiva. About this, Shlomo Melech said that the offerings of the wicked are abominations. V'yishaya Omer, lama li rov zivcheichem? Yishaya Navi says, why aren't all of your offerings? Gam ki tarbu tefila eineni shomea. Even if you pray a lot, I will not listen. Lama? Why? Ki yedechem malu dam. Dami malo. Because Yishaya says, because your hands are filled with blood. What does that mean? What does that mean? Yishaya says, God's not going to listen to your prayer because your hands are filled with blood. So look what he writes. Rifa'inu. Medabrim al kol acholim, as lama ata medabr al atzmecha. So Rav Kashdiel says, because you know what Chodesh Baruch Hu, you know what the Navi is saying. What does it mean when the Navi says God doesn't want all of your tefillah because your hands are filled with blood? Well, see, these are very strong words. What it means is Rav Kashdiel is something amazing. That at the end of the day, what is tefillah about? Tefillah is about the collective. Tefillah is about everyone. Tefillah ultimately, again, means my looking out for the other and the other looking out for me. If when I daven, all I'm focusing on is myself, then Rav Kashdiel says something amazing. Then you know what's happened? The Melech Zakin Uksil has hijacked my prayer. Right? The Yetzirah has hijacked my prayer. The moment that my tefillah is only about me, the Yetzirah has hijacked. Because remember, what does the Melech Zakin Uksil do? Remember again, he doesn't try to get me to sin. What's his strategy? His strategy is that he gets me simply to focus on myself. He gets me to think in a way, life is all about me. So therefore again, tefillah is wonderful, but if my tefillah is all about me, then by definition it's been hijacked by the Melech Zakinu, so the Yitzhahara has got it. And that's Rav Kashdiel suggests that that's what Yishayahu is saying also. Yishayahu is saying, Kashdiel doesn't want your tefillahs. You know why he doesn't want your tefillahs? Because literally, again, there's blood on your hands. What does it mean there's blood on your hands? That, again, these are very strong words that the Navi is saying, in those times when you should have been davening for others, all you were doing, all we were doing was davening for ourselves. So says the Navi, in those moments, then you're responsible when things don't go well for the collective. If you had the ability to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to supplicate on behalf of the whole, and all I did was supplicate on behalf of myself, there's a level of liability and culpability in such circumstances like that. He says, Rifa'inu, let's just end off with this. Rifa'inu, medabrim akal acholim, az lama ata medabra latzmecha. So again, Rav Kashdiel writes, that's why Chazal and the Institute of the Tefillah will say, put everything in what? Everything in the plural. Because when we say Rifa'inu, again, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give refuah to kol chole Yisrael. So why am I only thinking about myself? Baruch Aleinu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for parnasa. Rav will say, not just for us, not just for us. By the way, just so you should know, when you ask for parnasa, you're even asking parnasa for your Jewish competitors. I, but Ribbono Shel Olam, why should I ask parnasa for my Jewish competitors? Because you know what the great part is? There's enough blessing to go around. But again, but if I only ask for myself, then ultimately my tefillah has been hijacked by the Yitzhara. Atam Mishrakiz Ba'atzmecha, Hatfila Hi Lichlal. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this last section. But again, this is the power. Says Rav Kashdiel, you have to understand that even the whole power of tefillah is that I come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the point? What's the goal of tefillah? The great part about prayer is that when you're before God, the Yetzirah is silenced. The Yetzirah can't speak before God. But Yetzirah Tov becomes the dominant voice. But there's only a problem. One problem, which is, apparently what the Yetzirah can do, as much as he doesn't have the power to speak before God, he does have the ability to hijack the prayer process. And how does that happen? If he makes the focus of my tefillah me and no one else, then by definition, he's using tefillah now to reinforce this notion that I'm a melech, I'm the most important thing, oh God, bless me, bless me, bless me, and not anyone else. then what could have been a beautiful, holy, magnificent experience now unfortunately becomes something that only furthers personal interests, which gives the Yetzer Hara a stronger hold, which unfortunately only intensifies the need for us to become out. So we'll stop over here for today. Beretz Hashem, we'll pick up with this tomorrow. Daf Yomi.
Is it appropriate to insert your eyebrows?